It's Phil Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, 720 WGN, and it's our goal to have Guinness Book of World Record Breakers on the show as much as possible.
Sure.
Remember we had Canhead on?
Yeah, Canhead was on from the Guinness Book of World Records. Chang and Ang Bunker were on a couple months ago.
They were not. And now there's a former Manuka resident. I don't know if Steve Bertrand might know this gentleman. Actually, not a gentleman. Can you be a gentleman at 29 years of age?
Yes, most definitely.
Adam Kimball is on the line with us. And you, native of Manuka, isn't that where you're from, Steve Bertrand?
That's correct, grew up in Joliet and then was moved to Manuka and spent most of my life there.
And you're going to spend Valentine's Day with your wife and you're going to do some carb loading and then you're off to try and run and break a Guinness World Record?
That's right. Valentine's Day is the day before we start this journey, so it's going to be an interesting one.
All right, tell us about this little journey you're embarking on.
So next Monday, February 15th, we're going to be setting out from Huntington Beach, California, and attempting to break the Guinness World Record for the fastest crossing of the U.S. on foot. We're going to go stay in the southern part of the U.S. and then ideally end up in New York City to finish.
And you're going to do this over a period of how long, Adam?
The current record is 46 days, 8 hours, and 36 minutes, and we are hoping to finish in 45 days.
All right, so if you did that, and we want to believe you will, what is your average mileage per day?
Average mileage is going to be right around 68 miles per day.
Wow.
So, oh, my God.
Yeah, we got a tall task ahead.
Wow.
Have you always liked to run? Because this is really an undertaking.
You know, I haven't. I've been an athlete the majority of my life. I played baseball in college at Bradley University in Peoria. A couple of years after I finished up there, I started taking an interest to running, and it's really grown from there. And now, obviously, I'm really into ultra running and doing some extreme long distances.
So you just used a term that I'd not heard before. Did you say ultra running? Is that what you called this?
Yeah, so ultra runners, I guess ultra running races are typically anything from a 50K, which is about 31 miles, above. So most of the races are 50K, 50 mile, 100 mile, and then there's some exceptions to those rules.
All right, so 3,000 miles is what this is typically going to be?
Yes, it's going to be. We're going to be between 3,000 and 3,100.
And what is the longest you've run before this?
I did a race in China last year that was, it was over a few days, but it was 155 miles. And then I've done 100-mile races before as well. So nothing of this caliber, but I've done some longer ones.
Did you fly to China or run to China?
we'll see if there's if we can get some bridges built across the oceans, and then maybe next time I'll take it on foot.
All right,
how are you going to do the 68 to 69 miles a day in 45 days? How many hours a day are you going to run? Are you going to sleep? When do you get breaks? How does this work?
Yeah, those are great questions. It's going to be, the way we've drawn it up, we're looking at around 14 to 15 hours of running a day. But the strategy is going to be to conserve energy as much as possible over the long haul. So it's going to be, rather than running hard or running faster miles, it's going to be slowing it down, running a conservative pace, and then mixing in a lot of walking, too. So right now I'm looking at probably doing 2 miles of running, 1 mile of walking, and then just doing that the entire day. And we're looking at probably 14 to 15 hours total with that.
Adam, this is the equivalent, I'm sure you know this, this is the equivalent of running 2.5 marathons a day, every day for a month and a half.
Yeah, when you break it down like that, it sounds pretty crazy and impossible, but we're gonna do everything we can to make it happen. We have a great crew. And again, I just think that, if I was running it at a marathon pace of what I'm used to, it wouldn't be sustainable in the long term. But
right.
Because we're going to slow it down and really try to conserve the energy throughout, I think it's possible.
How many miles does a pair of gym shoes typically last if you're running on them constantly?
Yeah, the general rule of thumb is that you're supposed to get about 500 miles out of every pair of running shoes. I usually go a lot beyond that, but for this, I'm going to totally play it based off of how I'm feeling and how the shoes are feeling. I'm fortunate enough that Fleet Feet Chicago is a sponsor of ours, and they provided me with a lot of gear and plenty of pairs of shoes. So I don't have to worry about, you know, if one pair is not fitting right or not feeling good, I can hop over to another one.
Adam, I'm sure you've also figured this out, but I don't think you're allowed to run along interstates and highways like that, can you? Or what's your routing like? Where will you be running exactly?
Yeah, that's correct. You can't run on interstates. You are able to run on country roads, like country highways, two-lane highways.
Yeah.
So we're going to be doing a lot of that. It's going to be really rural, and we're going to try to avoid cities as much as possible just because there's lots of extra logistics with turns and getting through stoplights and areas like that. So we're doing our best to keep it out in the country roads, but also keep it close enough to cities so that you know, friends and family and followers can come and join us out on the road.
Adam, maybe I watch too many Saturday morning cartoons, but do you think the guy who holds the record will set up landmines and dynamite to try to thwart your progress?
That's a good question. His name is Frank, and he lives in New York. I've spoken to Frank on the phone, and he's a really great guy. He's been extremely supportive. As soon as I knew I was going to attempt this, I reached out to him, and he was really responsive and helpful in providing some of his experiences and pieces of advice for me. So it's been really nice to chat with him.
Oh, good.
And tell us about this Impossible to Possible, I2P. This is your charitable organization?
This is that's our charitable partner, the organization that we're working with. I was immediately drawn to them because we share a lot of the same values. I want to use this opportunity running across the U.S. to really challenge, inspire, encourage people to reach for something in their life that may seem impossible. It doesn't even have to be fitness related, just anything at all. And that's what I2P is all about. They're about educating, empowering the youth of the world and helping them to understand that they can reach beyond their perceived limits and do things that maybe they thought were impossible or people told them were impossible, but actually they're able to accomplish.
And you've started a GoFundMe page to pay for the transportation vehicle, videographer, and some other items. And you mentioned Fleet Feet is setting you up with gym shoes. I don't mean to put a damper on this or anything, but you said the longest you ran before was like 100 or 150 miles. This is almost like 30 times that. Are you up for it?
I'm definitely up for it. You know, I've trained a lot for this. I've run, I wanted to do some kind of simulation days where I ran as long as possible. So I did a couple days toward the end of last year where I ran for 12 or 13 hours each day. And my body felt good after those. And, I think it's just going to be a matter of doing our best to monitor my body and make sure that there's no injuries or things that could derail us. And if we stay on top of that, hopefully we give ourselves a good shot.
Do you have a GoPro on your head? Are you going to be, you know, looking at some of the sites there? Are you going to be tweeting or periscoping any of this live?
Yeah, we do have a GoPro that I'll probably wear from time to time on the head. Not too long, just because that could get uncomfortable over the course of 40 plus days. But we're possibly going to do some periscoping, but we have a couple videographers that are going to be with us, and we're going to put together some cool videos and share that with our audience, and we're going to be on Instagram, on Facebook, Twitter, and sending out updates as often as possible. So it's going to be exciting, and we hope that people are going to be able to follow along with us.
Adam, I know you're looking at weather reports for the next month and a half. Is there any stretch of the country that looks a little more treacherous than others?
You know, I think honestly, it's probably going to be the last third once we start cutting up into the Northeast. We're going to be in March, and it's still winter time, or the end of winter at least, heading into spring. So hopefully we don't hit too much bad weather there, but that was the whole thought process with staying in the South, just trying to get as good a weather as possible. And, being from Chicago, we know what the weather can be like in March. So we tried to put ourselves in the best situation, knowing that anything can still get thrown our way.
And cooler's obviously better. I mean, I always feel so bad when the marathon's happening here in Chicago and it's like 110 degrees that day. So
yeah.
You can go to adamkimball.com. We can find out where to follow you and how to see it, because I got to be honest with you, I will never run this much probably in my whole life. So I will look and see what it looks like when someone's running that far.
That's great.
Good luck to you. We hope you, break the Guinness record.
Break it, Adam.
Record.
Do it.
Thank you, guys. I really appreciate that.
Absolutely.
Good luck.
Good luck, Adam. That's Adam Kimball, who's going to run all the way from California, Huntington Beach, California, to New York City in 45 days to break a world record. Wow.
We have to get on this and really book more guests from the Guinness Book of World Record. If you were going to break a record, would you do something like this? I would like to do like the longest sleep.
Yeah, the longest sleep would be a good
one. Who has that record and can I break
it? Rip Van Winkle, the old Rip Van Winkle record. You got to beat that guy. All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be back in record time. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.